This episode is brought to you by GIG Mobility, Africa's leading mobility company for interstate travel.
To travel intercity without stress within Nigeria and Ghana, download the GIGM app on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Hey guys, welcome to the Tech Point Africa podcast. My name is Muiwa.
And my name is Titi Lola.
So Titi, Victor is in Kenya, right?
Yes, he has been in Kenya since last Friday, right?
Yeah, yes, last Friday.
Yes, he has. And he's going around looking for stories, so...
Are you sure he's going around looking for stories? It looks like he's just having fun.
He's going around looking for stories. So if you're in Kenya, please reach out to Victor. If you have an interesting story or you have an interesting startup, reach out to Victor at...
East@techmoney.africa.
You can also reach him on Twitter.
On Twitter, yeah. Yes. What's that? His Twitter handle again?
At Victor Equalo Jr.
Yeah.
Yes. So reach out to Victor.
So Victor, we have helped your ministry now. I'm sure you are listening. All right, let's go straight to the stories of today. Flutterwave.
What about Flutterwave?
I was waiting for you to ask. So Flutterwave, as we all know, is a YC Combinator-backed startup.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Y Combinator.
Y
Combinator backed startup. And then every year, Y Combinator releases a list of its top 100 most valuable startups.
Okay.
And Flutterwave made the list.
Oh.
First and only African... Okay, I won't say first. I don't know about first. But the only African company to make the list.
For this year or ever?
I'm not sure about ever, but this year.
This year, okay.
First African company to make the list. Ahead of Lambda School.
Was it on the first 100, on the top 100?
Yeah,
as well?
Top is 96, number 96.
Oh.
And then everyone on the list is at least valued at $150 million. So Flutterwave is definitely valued over $150 million.
According
to YC's valuation.
That's interesting.
Yeah, very interesting story. And it's the only African country, again, like I said, as usual, of course, North America dominated the list.
Yeah, we have.
It is 7%.
Ooh.
Yeah,
that's the entire list.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, boy, that's obvious now. I mean, YC is from North America, so what do you expect? But yeah, interesting news that, you know, I mean, some people will say, let's wait till the IPO to know they are real valuable.
I mean, it's something, right?
Yeah.
Still on IPO and seed funding.
Yeah.
Did you know, Mewa, that a Nigerian startup, a hardware startup, raised $55,000 in seed funding?
Wow, that's a unicorn as far as I'm concerned, because that doesn't happen regularly.
So the hardware startup is Nupe Energy, and they have an interesting product. Have this IoT meter that you attach to your cooking gas.
So cooking gas that is connected to the internet.
Yes,
interesting
and
stuff.
You can pay instrumentally.
Oh, that,
for the
that
service.
Makes sense for people who can afford gas.
Yes, so that's
so
actually
they pay as they go, right?
Yes, you pay as you go, and so when you can pay using USSD.
Nice.
Yes.
Good choice.
So I think it's very interesting.
Yeah, that's
and they said they've raised this fund to be able to develop their MVP.
Okay, so they don't have like a full.
Yeah, no, they don't right now. So they're trying to improve on their products.
That's really good news then for and a startup that doesn't have a product yet.
Yes,
in the
and is able
space,
to raise that kind of money. A hardware startup, don't forget that.
That's nice.
Yes.
That's good news. Still on funding. I think another Nigerian startup.
Funding again.
Yeah, funding again. And interestingly, this a startup in Algeria called Temtem. And guess what it does?
Oh, what do they do?
It's a mobility startup.
Mobility. So mobility is very big in Africa, apparently.
Yeah, exactly. We thought it was only Nigeria, but it's all over Africa.
Mm-hmm.
So Temtem is a mobility ride-hailing startup in Algeria, and they raised $4 million in Series A, which is a record-breaking round. No other startup in Algeria has raised that round before.
Oh, really?
And interestingly, just a year before, they broke the record for seed funding when they raised $1.7 million in seed funding.
Many firsts for them.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently.
So, I mean, it's interesting news. Mobility startup, Algeria.
So, what would they use this their funding for?
So, apparently, they want to expand across 10 cities in Algeria. Right now, they are just in Algiers, the capital, and Oran.
Okay.
So, they want to expand across 10 cities. So, that's what they're going to use the funding for. So, but good news for the Algerian tech ecosystem.
Talking about good news, I'm back to Nigeria, and it's about the Nigerian government.
Wait. Enter my Nigerian government. I'm preparing myself for some funny news. I don't
know
about
this is actually a good news because the Nigerian House of Reps, they are moving to censor online distribution of child pornography.
Oh, we never had a law like that before.
No. Well, actually, it was in the 2015 Cybercrime Act.
Oh, yeah, I know about
so
that.
So now they are building on it.
To make it a law.
To make it a law. So the new bill right now is called the Internet Child Pornography Prevention Bill. Mm.
Nice.
And it was sponsored by Honorable Charles Uduyok of the National House of Representatives.
Kudos to you, Sama.
And they said it was read on the floor of the lower house in July this year.
So it still has about one or two more readings
to go. Apparently, the bill states that no internet service provider, that's ISP, licensed by the NCC, is allowed to use the service for sending, receiving, viewing, copying any content by persons below the age of 18.
So they are pushing the enforcement to the ISP.
Apparently.
How are ISP supposed to control that?
I don't know.
So if someone shares child pornography on Twitter, how are they going to control that?
Maybe they blacklist specific websites that distribute that. So you see, that's good news, right?
Yeah, it's good news.
It would be nice to see how they plan to implement any of these things.
I know we have reached out to the senator himself.
Oh, yes.
And they want to get some clarification on how they plan to implement it.
So it'd be nice. Yes.
Yeah, that's good news.
Yeah. On October 26th, we'll be hosting the next edition of SME Clinic In-Depth Session. This is themed how to get money for your business and keep it. Very important. We know that. We know that money is one of the challenges faced by many small business owners. I want to help you get your ads together. So come on. And you can...
Where can you... find out more about this.
Yes, you can find more about this and register at bit.ly/SMEclinic3.
Alright.
bit.ly/SMEclinic3.
I think we'll put the link in the description.
Yes,
so
we will.
Wherever you're getting this podcast from, you can see the link.
Don't miss it. It's going to be a very impactful session.
Yeah, perfect. So to anyone listening, thank you so much for listening. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that you can access this podcast anywhere you get podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, SoundCloud, anywhere you get podcasts.
Okay.
And we would love to hear from you. Don't forget to like, share, and review, especially on Apple Podcasts. We appreciate that.
Yeah, you can drop comments for us on Twitter using the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcasts. And you can mention us as well at techpoint.ng. That's techpoint.ng.
Yeah, talking about the hashtag reminds me of the question we sent out on Tuesday. Nobody answered.
Come on, you guys.
Guys, come on. Maybe you were celebrating Nigeria at 59.
Was the question too difficult? I mean, it's on our website, guys. Come on.
Yeah, I mean. Okay, you know what? We're going to do carryover.
Yes. So you must answer the question.
Yeah, they must answer the question. So the question again, for those that don't remember, we said last week, on Tuesday, we're talking about Transion.
Yes.
Techno's parent company,
IPOing
in China, rather than in Africa, even though they're Africa-focused. And they said one minister in Nigeria recently suggested that Techno should come and set up a factory in Nigeria. And who is that minister? And the answer, you can find it on techpoint.africa.
So go to techpoint.africa and find the question. So the answer to the question.
Kolakwa, are you listening now? Kolakwa, our guy. You must answer that question.
Yes.
And every other person listening anyway. So again, thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you for listening, guys.
Don't forget that if you have suggestions or feedback, you can also, apart from tweeting at us, you can also send an email to podcast@techpoint.africa.
Again, podcast@techpoint.africa.
Also, don't forget that every story that we talked about today, you can find it on websites at www.techpoint.africa. We'll be sure to leave links in the show notes. So that if you want to go directly to the stories. So till we come your way again next week, my name remains Muiwa.
And my name is Titi Lola.
Karibu.
That one is for our friends in Kenya.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.